And joining us on the line right now is Joe Trippi, a Democratic strategist. You see him all the time on your Fox News channel. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Okay, I think if you were to look at and talk to Democrats about 2 weeks ago, you would have felt that the Democrats felt things were going their way. They had the election well in hand. I think if you talk to Democrats today, they're a little worried now because I think there's an undeniable trend that shows this race is tightening. Do you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. But I don't think that was unexpected. I mean, I think most of them would have told you 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you know, this thing's rolling and she's headed to a win, but it's going to tighten. It always does. I mean, this is what happened in, at the end of 2012 as well. I mean, right about now, on the same exact tracks, Obama was up by one or down by one in 2012. So I don't think it, my own gut is that it's definitely tightened, but I think the electoral map still looks very problematic for Trump, just as it did for Romney 4 years ago.
So as you look at that specifically to the Electoral College state breakdown, I mean, it seems that Trump needs to win Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina, those three, or else it's over already. But then once he wins those three, it's still not over. What else does he have to do?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, that's sort of the problem. He has to win everything, all the things that lean his way, all the toss-ups, and then he has to win a blue state, which is why he's in Michigan. That's why Hillary's going to Michigan. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, one or even a combination of them have to happen for him to particularly because I don't really think he's going to win every single one of the toss-up states that's a tie or he's up by one or she's up by one. I mean, one of them's likely to go her way, if not several of them.
Well, if I could just jump in there, one of these blue states seems to be pretty solidly red now. That's Nevada. Nevada has gone for Obama the last two times around, and based on the latest polls, it seems, I mean, you don't even see Hillary Clinton going to Nevada anymore.
I think she's going to win Nevada. I'm not saying that you're wrong about the polls. I'm just saying it's my gut, just the ground game there that's going to be a surprise. But you're right. I mean, if that happened, but she still needs Nevada's just not big enough. She's still going to need a Wisconsin. He's still going to need a Wisconsin or something else, even if he wins all the toss-ups that are currently on the table.
Yeah, let me ask you about the what is now being described by some of the pollsters and pundits as the Comey effect. The revelation on Friday that the FBI was going to reopen its investigation into the email server. And then there were some pretty bombshell reporting last night by Brett Baer on the Fox News channel about what the investigation is revealing thus far. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But is that likely to have a big impact in the last days?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, look, the tightenings happened. I think the Comey letter clearly impacted the race. But I really think we're down to a get-out-the-vote election. I mean, I think people have made up their minds about both these people. The people who have any concerns about her aren't voting for her, and the same with Trump. And so I think this thing has turned into, you know, who can get their vote out in Nevada, who can get their vote out in Michigan and Florida. I don't think it's gonna. I don't think there are enough people, really moving around out there anymore to make much of a difference in the race. It's all turnout, I think.
Well, given that, and given the continuing concerns over Hillary Clinton and this FBI investigation, I mean, if you were in charge of get out the vote for Hillary Clinton, would you be facing some obstacles this Tuesday that you didn't think you'd face a week ago?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they've got a huge, and it's the same thing that happened with Obama in 2012. I mean, the organizational strength of the Clinton campaign in regards to Trump, I mean, it's just not, it's light and day. On the energized, when you look at the polls and look at the energy of the supporters, yes, Trump's got, 53% are very energized, and she's only got 47% very organized, energized. But that 7 points or so is not much of a difference, 53-47. particularly when you've got an army out there that's knocking on doors and making the phone calls and getting people to the polls. So I think, which I think evens it out a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think you're likely to. I think people who are thinking like she's got a problem getting her people out are going to be very, very shocked on Election Day. Same thing that happened with Obama in 2012.
What about the Commonwealth of Virginia, which is right here, and of course, in our backyard? There's a poll that came out, Hampton University poll. I know there are others that say other things, but it shows Trump up by 3. Is that something that worries Democrats?
I don't think so. I mean, look, if Virginia's gone, yes, everything's gone.
I mean, that would mean that her lead had evaporated by about 13, 14 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If that's going on, then, and we don't see that. I don't see that, consistently across any polls. It's, the race has clearly tightened. Every state has gotten closer. But I don't see any of them flipping like that. I mean, you have 14 points, but I don't know that poll, but I would discount. It sounds like it's an outlier, but hey, we'll see on Tuesday. That's what this is about.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe Tribby, one last question: as you look down ballot, as they call the Senate races and the congressional races, we were told back in July that the Trump effect, if Clinton has a huge 10-point or even 7-point national lead, that it would be hard for many of the senators in close races to overcome that. Now, since the national polls are tightening, are you seeing a different picture with the Senate races that were close?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, that's where I think this has had a bigger impact in terms of, if you're seeing those races get a lot tighter, and I think you could be in a situation where a race that a Democrat was going to win 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago by a point could slip away, and so the Republicans may not lose as many seats. They're going to only lose seats. There's no doubt about that. They're going to lose seats in the Senate. The question was always how many. And I think that might be fewer than we'd hoped for. But we'll, again, all those races are so tight that even they could go either way at this point. I still think the Democrats have a good shot at achieving a majority, but that the chances of them getting a majority are far less this week than they were 2 weeks ago.
Joe Tribby, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Good to be with you guys.